Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Madeline Schultz is with us. She is a Women in Ag Program Manager for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Farm Management Team. And we want to talk a little bit about some farm management opportunities here for you, some different courses that are being planned here very soon. Madeline, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Jim.
Appreciate it very much, your time here today. There are a few different things that are going on here locally that I thought folks might be interested in. There are three different Annie's Project farm business management courses for women that are coming up here in the area, and also an advanced grain marketing course for women that's coming up here in Southwest Iowa as well very soon. I want to talk a little bit about these. Let's start with Annie's Project first, because this is nothing new. This has been around.
That's right. We've actually, National Annie's Project is celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, and we've had over 221 Annie's Project and Annie's Inspired courses in Iowa since that time. So we are super excited to be bringing three Annie's Project farm business management courses to Southwest Iowa this winter. And I'll just tell you a little bit about when and where those are, Jim. So we have three Annie's Project courses beginning on January 10th. The first one is in Creston at the Southwest Community College, and that'll be taught by our farm management specialist, Tim Christensen. So the kind of neat thing about that is that participants in that class are going to get to kind of experience the community college as well as the extension expertise. And so that'll be just kind of a unique aspect about that course. Then we have two courses actually starting on February 23rd. So we have a little more time to register for those two. But one is in Harlan at the Shelby County Extension Office, and that's with the farm management specialist, Alexis Stevens. And the other is in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center, and again, that's with Tim Christensen.
Very good. These projects, these opportunities to learn through Annie's Project, we've heard some good things in the past about what folks have come away with. What will folks learn there?
Oh, thanks for asking, Jim. So Annie's Project is a farm business management course focused on five key areas of risk management. So pretty much every decision that we're making in our farm businesses are related to financial, human resource, legal, production, and marketing. And so when we cover all those five topics, it really gives women a well-rounded or big picture view of the farm business and really helps them key in on those major decisions that can really make an economic difference in the business.
Yeah, you know, the Annie's Project is really geared toward women, but women or men, it doesn't really make a difference. Just being around the farm doesn't mean necessarily you understand how the operation completely rolls, and it helps to have that information.
Oh, it sure does. And what we often find is that women are involved in certain aspects of the farm business. So maybe they're really good at the grain marketing, for example, but they're not as familiar with the production aspects of the crop or something. So usually, different members of the farming family or farming partners take on, an area they have an expertise in. And so what women tell us is just, you know, that big picture, what are all the decisions that are being made? How do they fit together? And how do they kind of combine all those decisions to manage risk and improve the profitability on their farms?
Yeah, and for several reasons, we can suddenly find ourselves in charge of the farm, too. It sure helps to have that knowledge.
Yes, that is for sure. We've had a lot of women come to Annie's Project when perhaps there's been some sort of setback in the farm business, or people change. Maybe people are no longer there that were there, that sort of thing. And so they're coming to Annie's Project to find a support group and find the answers that they need.
Well, and it's good that they have a place to find those answers, and one would expect that Iowa State University Extension and Outreach would be a good resource for that.
We sure try to be an unbiased, research-based resource. we like to say that we teach women how to find answers, how to make good decisions, and we don't push a certain ideology on them, but when they're ready to make a decision, we want them to have the resources that they need to make a good decision.
Absolutely. Madeline, can you talk a little bit about registration for the Annie's Project courses?
Yes. So for all of these courses, registration can occur online. People can also stop into their local extension office if they would rather do that. But we have a statewide website, and that is www.extension.iastate.edu/womeninag. On that website, you'll see our calendar of events, and you can just click on the calendar of event that you want to go to and register right online. So that's the easiest. But like I mentioned, you can also stop by your local extension office and sign up that way as well.
All right, very good. And those deadlines coming up, so you might want to get after that. There is a registration fee for that, but it covers quite a bit, right?
Yes. The registration fee is $75, but that is for a six-week course. So the sessions are typically 3 hours an evening over 6 weeks. So it's kind of spread out. So hopefully people can work that into their schedule. Dinner is usually served at 5:30 p.m., and that is included, as well as all of the course materials. We like to give people quite a lot. Also, this year for our 20th anniversary, we're giving everyone who participates a commemorative 20th anniversary Annie's Project gift. So I won't spoil the surprise on what that is, but it'll be fun.
All right. Well, we can sign up and find that out. Now, in addition to the Annie's Project courses, there are some other specific courses that are going to be offered at different locations around the state. One of those here close by in Red Oak is an advanced grain marketing opportunity. Madeline, talk a little bit about that one.
We are super excited about this course, Jim. We've been working on it for a couple of years. This will be our third time offering that program, Advanced Grain Marketing for Women, and it has just been received so well. The reason we're super excited about this is we have all these really cool hands-on activities, and the women in the other classes just really loved it. So one of the things Tim Christensen helped us develop was kind of a production and marketing pie. And it's just a fun way of thinking about what is it that we are going to produce and what opportunities do we have to pre-price our production. And so just thinking about how you'd like to divide out your pie on your farm and maybe combine some different marketing strategies. And so it's just kind of a fun activity to do that. Another one that we kind of build up to is a grain marketing with options simulation. So that's one of the key focuses in the advanced grain marketing class is learning about options. So whether individuals want to use options themselves or they want to work with their local cooperative or grain merchandiser on options, it can be a helpful tool in grain marketing. And a lot of women just really appreciate knowing all of the available tools, and then they can make their decisions accordingly.
Very good.
So it's going to be very hands-on, very interactive, and very fun.
Yeah, for folks who thought this might be a lot of sitting around listening, they'd be wrong.
That is for sure, because we literally have like 10 activities in this class, and it's a lot. And so this class is a little bit unique. And so Annie's Project, as I mentioned, is 6 weeks. The advanced grain marketing is 4 weeks. So the first week is really just bringing everybody up to speed, kind of bringing everybody up to par, because we know that women are going to come to this class with different levels of experience. In past classes, we've had people who don't know anything at all about green marketing on up to people who are licensed brokers participating in the class. So we kind of bring everybody up to speed the first week, and then we get rolling on all of our activities and our grain marketing simulation.
Yeah, so many more opportunities for women specifically to learn a little bit more about how to how things go on the farm, how to operate outside the farm structure there as well. And it seems like that's really been a strong emphasis lately.
Oh, it sure is. And in particular with the advanced grain marketing class in Red Oak, we are partnering with the United Farmers Cooperative, which is actually headquartered in Red Oak, as many of your listeners may know. So that's just going to be a great partnership and opportunity to learn from the cooperative as well as Extension.
Well, very good. Well, once again, registration for these projects, how can they do that?
So, again, they can go to our website, www.extension.iastate.edu/womeninag. They're also welcome to call me, and my phone number is 515-294-0588. And a third way is to just walk in or call your local Extension office, and they'll help you out.
Very good. Madeline Schultz, again, is the Women in Ag Program Manager for ISU Extension and Outreach Farm Management Team. Some nice opportunities for folks to take advantage of here in the new year. Madeline, appreciate your time and the effort in putting these together for folks.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's really rewarding working with the farm management team on these courses. And of course, our greatest reward is just seeing all the benefit that the participants get out of these programs. So it keeps us going.